President Joe Biden claims they are all our kids in tweet pushing LGBTQ plus agenda on children. By Catherine Hamilton on June 14, 2023. The Biden White House released a pride clip on social media Monday, referring to LGBTQ plus children as not somebody else's kids, but all our kids, in what has become a pattern of Biden implying child rearing is communal. Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris have both repeatedly referred to American children as our kids. During their first term, with the Biden White House most recently tweeting out a pride-themed video about LGBTQ plus children and how they are all our kids on Monday. These are our kids. These are our neighbors. Not somebody else's kids, they're all our kids, Biden can be heard saying, as images of a White House alight with rainbow colors plays in the background. And our children are the kite strings that hold our national ambitions aloft. It matters a great deal how we treat everyone in this country. LGBTQ plus Americans, especially children. You are loved, you are heard, and this administration has your back. Previously, quoting a former teacher during a speech in the White House Rose Garden in April, Biden claimed that there is no such thing as someone else's child. There is no such thing as someone else's child. No such thing as someone else's child. Our nation's children are all our children, Biden said. Biden made a similar claim in April of 2022 at an event honoring the 2022 National State Teachers of the Year. They're all our children, Biden said at the time. And the reason you're the Teachers of the Year is because you recognize that. They're not somebody else's children, they're like yours when they're in the classroom. Last Thursday, the president, in a White House news conference with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, again said, these are our kids when talking about Republican-led legislation aimed at protecting children and women from gender ideology. He also claimed that people who want to protect children from sex-mutilating surgeries are hysterical and prejudiced. These are our kids. These are our neighbors. It's cruel and it's callous, Biden said. It matters a great deal how we treat everyone in this country. Vice President Kamala Harris has also previously expressed that she believes children belong to everyone, not just their parents. Harris said in 2022 during the late-night talk show host Seth Meyers, when you see our kids, and I truly believe that they are our children. They are the children of our country, of our communities. I mean, our future is really bright if we prioritize them, and therefore prioritize the climate crisis and the need to address it. If we think about our children, prioritizing the need to bring our country together. The White House tweeted out the video after a transgender activist shook his fake breasts topless along with other transgender activists at a White House hosted an event to celebrate LGBTQ plus families. The White House disavowed the behavior as inappropriate and disrespectful and not reflective of the event we hosted to celebrate LGBTQ plus families or the other hundreds of guests who were in attendance. The activist, transgender model Rose Montoya, has been banned from attending other events at the White House. The video also comes days after the White House announced the Biden administration's plan, in celebration of Pride Month, to protect our kids in part by partnering with families to affirm LGBTQ plus kids. The Biden administration will support LGBTQ plus kids so they can thrive by strengthening mental health resources for LGBTQ plus youth, launching a new federal initiative to address LGBTQ plus youth homelessness, releasing federal funding to support programs that help parents affirm their LGBTQ plus kids, and advancing new regulations to protect LGBTQ plus youth in foster care. The White House additionally said it wants to heal LGBTQ plus Americans from book bans that threaten their rights by announcing that the Department of Education will appoint a new coordinator to address the growing threat that book bans pose for the civil rights of students. The so-called book bans, spearheaded by Republicans and concerned parents, are actually an effort to remove pornography and racially divisive material from schools. Conservatives and high-profile figures bashed the White House's Monday tweet, calling it creepy and telling the administration to stay away from our kids. Our kids are not fodder for the government, Elon Musk tweeted in response to the video. They are not your kids, Ron DeSantis's president campaign tweeted. This is so creepy. Stay away from our kids. Libs of TikTok responded. They are not the government's kids, they are our kids. I cannot believe the White House released this video. Stay away from our kids. Conservative entrepreneur Graham Allen wrote. Joe Biden asserts jurisdiction over your children for purposes of pushing pornography, sexual entertainment and dangerous transgender extremist mutilation and other insanity. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton responded. The Biden administration has a history of promoting sex-mutilating surgeries and puberty blockers for sex-confused minors. In March of 2022, the Biden administration released several documents promoting transgender sex reassignment surgeries and hormone treatments for children, calling the measures crucial to overall health and well-being.